An English professor at Collin College in Plano, Texas, will give tonight's keynote address about the evolution of the Hurricane Katrina literary genre at Northwestern State University's Louisiana Studies Conference. It starts today and runs through tomorrow. Lisa Kirby also directs the Texas Center for Working Class Studies at Collin College. Kirby studies literature about blue-collar workers and class structure in America. She's been consuming the deluge of literature and documentaries that came after Katrina.
It's almost overwhelming at times to see how much has been written about it. Of course, that's not even mentioning all the critical works that have examined the media representations of Katrina, the media response, the political aspects of it as well. There's a lot to work with there. It's a really wonderful area to be researching in.
Kirby says Katrina was an event of such epic proportions that it's difficult for writers to wrap their minds around it. She says that's why many works embrace the human toll.
If you break it down into the personal stories and the testimony of the victims and the survivors, I think we begin to see that it really is a story of survival, and it's a story about what it means to be an American and what our responsibilities as Americans are.
Kirby hopes that in the future, new works will explore the Katrina diaspora, stories of people who never returned to New Orleans. Kirby's talk is titled The Crossroads of a Genre, Exploring the Innovation of Hurricane Katrina Literature and Popular Culture. It begins at 6 o'clock in McGale Recital Hall. This is the seventh year of the Louisiana Studies Conference, and the theme is Louisiana Cultural Crossroads. Conference is free and open to the public.